is more special English to come. First, a science report. Then the American history program, The Making of a Nation. We tell about the important changes that took place in American business and industry during the 1880s. Remember, internet users can get schedules, scripts of features, and the special English word book at www.voa.gov/special.
This is Bill White with the VOA Special English Science Report. American researchers say a new study has found that a substance made from the plant known as St. John's wort is not effective in treating serious depression. Depression is a feeling of deep sadness that continues for at least 14 days. People who are depressed may have decreased energy, feelings of guilt, or thoughts of killing themselves. They may experience changes in how much they eat or sleep. They may be unable to work or care for their families. Some kinds of depression are more severe than others. St. John's wort has become very popular in the United States to treat depression. It is sold in many stores. Researchers say the latest study is the first large scientific trial of St. John's wort in patients suffering serious depression. It involved 200 people at 11 medical centers in the United States. The patients received either St. John's wort or an inactive substance. After 8 weeks, the researchers found no real difference between the group taking St. John's wort and the group taking the inactive substance. Richard Shelton is a professor at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee. He led the study and published the results in the Journal of the American Medical Association. He said the study means that people suffering depression should not take St. John's wort. They should go to a doctor and receive medicine that is known to help depression. The new results dispute the findings of at least 20 earlier studies. These studies showed that St. John's wort did help people suffering a less serious kind of depression. So, Dr. Shelton and the other researchers re-examined their study results. They looked for any effects from St. John's wort on less serious depression. Again, they found that the substance was not effective. Dr. Shelton said no proof exists to support the use of St. John's wort for any kind of depression. But he also said more studies are needed to confirm the findings of his group. He said a larger study is being done at the National Institutes of Health near Washington, D.C. It is examining the effects of three substances on depression. They are St. John's wort, an inactive substance, and a popular medicine for depression. Results of that study are expected later this year. This VOA Special English Science Report was written by Nancy Steinbach. This is Bill White.